Gun control activist Gabrielle Giffords kicked off a 9-state tour beginning in Portland today to promote tougher gun laws. The former Democratic Arizona congresswoman, herself a victim of gun violence, is asking law enforcement officials and domestic violence prevention advocates to help her bring about the change she says is needed to protect women and children. Tom Porter was there, and he has more.
In January 2011, a gunman nearly ended Gabrielle Giffords' life at a political rally near Tucson. Nearly 4 years later, the effects of that bullet to the head are still visible. Giffords walks with the aid of a cane, and her speech has been affected. But her message is clear.
Dangerous people with guns are a threat to women. Criminals with guns, stalkers with guns, abusers with guns, that makes gun violence a women's issue.
Giffords addressed a forum of law enforcement officials, community activists, and legal professionals, most of them women, at USM's Portland campus. It's the first stop on what's being billed as the Protect All Women Tour, touching down in 9 states over 8 days. Giffords' advocacy group, Americans for Responsible Solutions, describes guns and domestic violence as a lethal mix and calls for women to lead the way.
Together we can win elections. Together we can change our laws.
Domestic violence and appropriate use of guns and management of guns is crucial to keep women alive. It's just that simple.
Julia Kolpitz is executive director of the Maine Coalition to End Domestic Violence. She says abuse victims are more than 5 times more likely to be killed if the aggressor has access to a gun, while 94% of female murder victims are killed by a man they know.
We simply have to begin to understand that if you are going to take a strong stance on domestic violence, you have to take a strong stance on making sure that people at risk of committing that violence don't have guns easily available.
She says that strong position should include expanding background checks and prohibiting convicted stalkers and domestic abusers from possessing a firearm. Kolpitz laments the fact that a bill last year to strengthen background checks for gun sales failed to become law after Governor LePage vetoed it. Todd Tolhurst, president of the Gun Owners of Maine, says he agrees with gun control advocates on one thing.
We actually agree with Ms. Giffords that domestic violence is a very serious and real problem. Where we disagree is that we believe it deserves a very serious and real response. We don't believe that making it more difficult for the victims of domestic abuse to defend themselves and their children from their abusers makes them safer. We believe it puts them at greater risk.
Tolhurst points out that background checks for licensed gun dealers are already mandatory under a measure passed in 1996 called the Lautenberg Amendment, which prohibits those convicted of domestic violence from having guns.
The real purpose of these so-called universal background checks is to ban private sales of firearms. We don't support this.
But it's private gun sales that are a big concern for Portland Police Chief Michael Sorschuk, also in attendance at the Gabrielle Giffords event. He says private under-the-radar firearms transactions make it harder to track ownership of a weapon, should that weapon end up being used in a crime. For example, he says a single handgun recovered by Portland police was found to have been used in 2 separate 2010 homicides, which occurred months apart.
There's no background check on that. There's no way for us to backtrack where that weapon came from. We recovered a firearm, but we're unable to really use that as a key investigative tool to bring justice.
Following the forum in Portland, Gabrielle Giffords headed next for New Hampshire. After that, she's visiting 7 more states and winds up her trip in Seattle, Washington, later this month. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.